Lives are on the line.
Coming back at you, Wednesday talk around going on. Partly cloudy right now. We're at 22 degrees. Every Wednesday, we get great information about, well, just being healthier and living better with our friends over at OSPTI. Taylor on the phone with me this morning. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Let's talk about the knee today. That is our topic. What can you tell us about knees?
Yeah, one of the most important joints for our daily lives, daily functioning, and how we move, and also one of the very common sources of pain for people. So oftentimes people, you know, you'll wake up, your knees will hurt when you walk up the stairs, get out of the car, or even just standing up in the morning. Maybe you started avoiding long walks, skipping your workouts, sitting out on trips, or turning down plans because you're thinking, is my knee going to act up again? Am I going to be able to walk for that long? So if any of those things sound familiar, you're not alone. And here's the good news. You don't have to just live with it.
Okay, so there are ways to treat this. Tell us about this.
Right. So at OSPTI here, we get people real relief from their knee pain without having to rely on things like medication, injections, or just waiting it out till it feels better again. We do this by treating the cause of the pain, not just the symptom of the pain itself. Knee pain isn't always just the knee problem. It can come from tight hips, weak glutes, poor balance, old injuries, or even just the way you're moving and walking throughout the day, patterns and positioning.
So there are other elements that go into knee pain. It just isn't specifically knees, okay? So you answered one of my questions. So typically, what are some of the treatments that you use for people experiencing knee pain?
Yeah, so we kind of tailor a plan that fits what the problems are. We do an evaluation, look up and down the chain, meaning we'll look at your ankle, look at your hip, look at your back, and everything that has to go into how our knees are positioned and function. And then we'll tailor the treatments based on that, whether it's stretching programs, a lot of strengthening, and other things to calm down the muscles, start healing, get blood flow, and all those kind of things to that area.
So the takeaway to this, Taylor, is, like you said, you don't have to live with the pain. There are ways to treat it, correct?
Exactly. Our goal isn't just to help you feel better for a week. It's to get you moving better for the long run. You can walk, squat, climb stairs, and get back to doing everything that you love to do with confidence and not having to worry about, am I going to make it through it?
Taylor, I love that. Great information. So people listening to this, they want to know more. What is your number at OSPTI?
Yeah, our number over here is 218-641-7725. Or as always, you can check us out on Facebook.
All right. Sounds good. Taylor, great to talk with you, my friend. Have a good rest of the week. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
That is Taylor from OSPTI, and we talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here in the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. A ribbon-cutting ceremony Monday opened the USDA's latest facility for sterile fly dispersal.